This is Bad Attitudes.
Hello, friends and strangers. Welcome to another episode of Bad Attitudes, an uninspiring podcast about disability. I'm your host, Laura. Welcome to the first episode of 2024. This week's supporter shout-out goes to Ruki Saavedra. Thank you for your support. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, be sure to check out the Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/badattitudespod. You can subscribe to one of 7 membership tiers for special perks like bonus episodes and the opportunity to guest on an episode. Tiers start at just $2 per month, and your support helps keep the pod running. If subscribing isn't for you, you can also make one-time donations through Ko-fi, and each donation will be shouted out in a future episode. But there is no pressure to subscribe or donate. Sharing and interacting with the podcast is incredibly helpful. The best way to grow the podcast and our community is through word of mouth, so if you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. Leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform also really helps me out. For questions, comments, or ideas, email badattitudespod@gmail.com or reach out through social media. Follow at Bad Attitudes Pod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And now, TikTok. As always, I want to remind you that disability is not a monolith. My experience as a disabled person is going to be different from the experiences of other disabled people. I am one voice for the disabled community, but I am not the only voice. Let me say up front that the next few episodes were written and possibly recorded, but that's unclear at the moment, before the holidays. So the topics might not seem particularly timely, but I'm not a machine. Plus, this episode is about Doctor Who, so embrace the potential for time travel. For those who don't know, the end of 2023 marked the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, which was celebrated with a trio of specials starring David Tennant and Catherine Tate, who both last appeared 15 or so years ago. Leading up to the specials, the Doctor Who team worked with BBC's Children in Need, a charity benefiting disadvantaged children and young people in the UK, to create a short mini-sode for the charity's telethon. Doctor Who has a long history of teaming up with children in need in this way, so there's nothing surprising there. The mini-sode featured Tennant's 14th Doctor being thrown off track and landing in the middle of the genesis of the Daleks. The mini-sode featured Tennant's 14th Doctor being thrown off track and landing in the middle of the genesis of the Daleks, one of the Doctor's most famous mortal enemies. Before we see the Doctor, we have a scene with Davros, the creator and leader of the Daleks, demonstrating to an underling his creation to improve his race, the Khaleds. There's a lot of lore here that, if you're not familiar with Doctor Who, will probably bore you. To condense it, Daleks are squishy, soft-bodied creatures in a metal life support unit who are obsessed with universal domination and annihilation. Their entire existence is centered on taking over every planet and every race, replacing them with Daleks. Before they were Daleks, however, they were Khaleds, a humanoid alien race still bent on universal domination and annihilation. For all intents and purposes, Davros is the last of the Khaleds and the leader of the Daleks. Somewhere on the timeline, Davros was severely injured in an explosion causing massive scarring and a reliance on the metal unit as a de facto wheelchair and life support system. Instead of being fully encased in a metal housing, Davros sits in the bottom with the upper half of his humanoid body visible. In the mini-sode, we are shown a Davros before his injuries, who is fully ambulatory and lacks the facial scarring of the later Davros. This makes sense, seeing as how the Doctor has traveled to the beginning of the Daleks before Davros was blown up. Some Doctor Who fans are concerned that returning showrunner Russell T. Davies is retconning Davros' character, not because of what we see in the minisode, but because of a quote from Davies himself. Here's what Davies had to say. Quote, "Time and society and culture and taste has moved on, and there's a problem with the Davros of old that he's a wheelchair user who is evil. And I had problems with that, and a lot of people on the production team had problems with that. Associating disability with evil. And trust me, there's a very long tradition of this. I'm not blaming people of the past at all, but the world changes, and when the world changes, Doctor Who has to change as well. So we made the choice to bring back Davros without the facial scarring and without the wheelchair or his support unit, which functions as a wheelchair. I say, this is how we see Davros now. This is what he looks like. This is 2023. This is our lens. This is our eye. Things used to be black and white. They're not black and white anymore. Davros used to look like that, and he looks like this now. And that we are absolutely standing by." End quote. A lot of people are really pissed that Davies could be making major changes to Davros, essentially eliminating the Davros audiences have experienced for many years. They're blaming so-called woke culture and are just up in arms that something may be changing. The angriest and loudest voices are also the ones who shit a brick when Jodie Whittaker was announced as the 13th Doctor. However, Davies' quote isn't entirely clear. It could be construed as meaning that Davros will be forever changed, or it could just as easily be construed to mean that going forward, we will only see this earlier version of Davros. It could even be taken to be in reference only to the Children in Need minisode. Davies is right about one thing. In media history, disability and villainy have long gone hand in hand. Look at almost every Bond villain ever. And far too often, a bad guy's disability story often becomes their villain origin story. In the case of Davros, he was a bad dude way before his injuries. I think Davies' intentions are good. Wanting to show less of a correlation between disability and villainy is a positive. However, if indeed the aforementioned quote does actually mean that going forward, Davros will no longer have his scarring or his mobility unit, regardless of where we are on the timeline, well, I don't really think that's necessary. It would be much more effective to introduce more disabled characters that act as a counterpoint to Davros' evil. Personally, I never read Davros as disabled. He was a Dalek, and as such, he got around in the same way the other Daleks get around, minus the top half of the unit. I didn't even realize his face was actually scarred. I just thought that's what he looked like after thousands of years of being an asshole. To be fair, I'm not well versed on classic Doctor Who, so I might miss some things. The point is, it never bothered me. What does bother me is the argument some people are trying to use to ignore the idea that evil and disability are connected in media. For example, saying Davros doesn't even use a wheelchair. If it looks like a wheelchair and functions like a wheelchair, it's a wheelchair. Just because the show doesn't use the terminology doesn't mean it's not a wheelchair. Calling it a life support system doesn't help. There are plenty of disabled people whose wheelchairs are as life-supporting as any alien tech. Or the argument that the show shouldn't change how Davros looks because of wheelchair users who want to cosplay as the character. In case you weren't aware, you can cosplay as any character you want. Disabled people can cosplay as non-disabled characters. A non-disabled person cosplaying as a disabled character is more complicated and nuanced because disability is not a costume. Gender bending is a thing in cosplay. The point of cosplay is to express yourself creatively and share your love of a character or fandom in the process. It's not about infallible accuracy. Davies' heart is absolutely in the right place, and he is clearly aware of the issues the disabled community faces in obtaining accurate, positive representation in popular media. He has promised to show up in a big way for the disabled community with his new tenure at Doctor Who, and he's already delivering. More on that in the next episode. If it ultimately turns out that Davros will never again be seen in his mobility unit or with his facial scarring, it won't bother me. It won't prevent me from enjoying the new stories told in that way, even if I find it unnecessary. And I've seen plenty of comments from disabled people who are pleased with this change. Like I always say, disability is not a monolith, and our opinions are not always going to be the same. The most important thing is that Davies is acknowledging the struggle for the disabled community to be positively represented in popular media, and he is making it one of his goals to improve that. I think we can all be grateful that someone with an enormous amount of power in the entertainment industry is taking disability and its portrayal seriously. Disabled people are rarely given the opportunity to see themselves on screen in ways that feel authentic and empowering. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.